function and balance.
Help you to stimulate around the eyes.
Greatest and greatest wellness trends, treatments, and experience.
Magnesium is naturally found in foods like.
This is the Well and Good podcast. Tune in to find the wellness that fits your frequency.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey everyone, Kate, Ella, and Taylor coming to you at the end of summer. You have heard a lot from the three of us over the last couple of months. But what you may not know is there is tons and tons of audio that doesn't make it into final episodes. Each of us have fairly long conversations with the experts that appear on each episode, and they share so much wisdom, and I have learned so much personally, but we just can't fit it all into a 30-minute episode. And so today we wanted to share our roundup of the clips that we couldn't quite fit, but we really think need to be heard. If you have been a listener from our very first episode, and I hope you have, and if you haven't, please go back through the catalogue, then you will recognise our next voice as superstar yogi and wellness all-rounder Jessamine Stanley. I was so struck by this conversation that I had with Jessamine, and while there was a lot that did make it into the episode about whether wellness is bullshit, there was a lot we couldn't quite fit. And this next quote that covers how to practice yoga on and off the mat has been rattling around my head in the months since I spoke to her.
Yes, core awareness is hard, and your thighs burning is hard, and all of these things are really physically arduous, but it's also like, what happened at that moment that you said, like, I can't do this. I can't do this. Is this the only place that you say that? Or like, is that, and what I found is that it's not the only place that I'm saying that. Like if I say on the yoga mat, I can't do this, I'm not good enough, why even try? Those are not things I just say there. Those are things that come up in every other part of my life.
I am not naturally a calm person. I don't think anyone that knows me would describe me as calm. However, in the months, days, weeks, the challenging times since I first spoke to Jessamine, this quote has really helped me just breathe, try and pretend that I'm on a yoga mat or that I'm in the corpse pose and find some calm in those challenging moments. Another person who I found so inspiring was registered dietitian Shana Spence. She really helped me understand what health at every size means, and she was also super illuminating in explaining how much fat phobia still exists within the medical industry.
I think it was the February magazine article, the Cosmopolitan UK, with all those really great women, super athletic women. They had like different sizes. It was great, right? And of course, it got a reaction. Not surprising. But people were like, well, you're glorifying being unhealthy. And so that's where I kind of asked, why is it unhealthy? What is healthy for people? You know, like, why are you saying that these women aren't healthy? You know, you're just looking at someone from the outside. You know, why is that unhealthy? Because you're not used to seeing body diversity. So health at every size, it pretty much means that we're looking at someone not from a weight perspective, not from a BMI perspective. We're looking at someone as a person. And you're looking at them and you're going to make goals according to their body. You know, and I just want to make clear that body diversity is something that also needs to be accepted. So body diversity and health at every size go hand in hand, because we need to start accepting that not everyone is meant to be thin. I know that's a hard pill to swallow, but we're not all meant to look alike.
It seems like such an obvious thing to say that not everyone is meant to look exactly the same and not one type of body is necessarily more healthy than another. But I do think that we, and particularly we as women, constantly need that reminder, because lots of parts of the culture tell us otherwise and really promote that only one body ideal can mean health.
And then we talked to Danielle Baird Jackson, along with some other folks, about friends. And this research in particular that Danielle shared stuck with me as I thought about my own friendships.
So there's actually research that shows that we have the mental capacity to maintain 5 close friendships. And this is referred to as Dunbar's number. The idea is that we have space mentally, cognitively, for 150 connections. But if you think of these about, you know, like one big circle that represents 150 and then smaller and smaller circles inside of that, once we get to the smallest one, it's 5. And so the idea is that we only have the brain power, the emotional energy, the mental power to sustain 5 close relationships, which makes sense, you know, because we still have to show up for our jobs and you have to pour into this relationship. You're listening to her, she's listening to you. You have to remember to call her. It's a lot. And so, you know, the idea too is that if you have a romantic partner, that number goes from 5 to 3 because of how much space they take up, how much emotional, mental demand that takes up. Especially now during the pandemic, I think it's forced a lot of us to grapple with, wait, who are my people?
I definitely have been grappling with this question of who are my people, but finding them along the way and trying to keep that number in mind while not being so rigid, because what has been nice about how friendship has evolved in this time is that some of my people step in when other friends just don't have the capacity, and we all just kind of have to be extremely understanding and adapt as needed.
Right. And when I talked about boundaries, my favorite subject, with Dr. Bonnier, she reminded me that having that compassion for one another and ourselves is so crucial as things evolve.
Be kind to yourself, though, because I think so many people measure pre-pandemic standards. You know, they say, well, look at what I did during this pandemic. I didn't learn a new language and I didn't, you know, organize my entire house. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, so the biggest sustained stress situation that most of us have probably ever been in our lives, we're also supposed to be superhuman and adding all these accomplishments? No. I mean, we survived, right? That's enough at some point. And we can build on that as our lives start to get back to normal. But I think self-compassion is so important there.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
So one of my favorite people I've talked to for the pod thus far was Shan Boudram. I love her YouTube videos, have followed a lot of her story. And so talking to her about how our views of intimacy have changed after a year of isolation was definitely a highlight for me.
I define intimacy as love, attachment, and sexual connection or sexual interaction. I think people in general just want more intimacy. And your connection might come via friendship, like your attachments. It doesn't have to be always sexual or romantic. And then just an opportunity to be vulnerable and intimate with people and close and to share parts of yourself. I genuinely believe that last year, everyone was like, oh, when I'm not so obsessed with my job, when I'm not busying myself by being on the subway and then going to get my coffee and then going to my soul cycle class, like I'm not on this rat race schedule and I'm just still, what actually matters in my life? And when money isn't available to buy me experiences like vacations or I'm not able to go out with friends and to play and I have to sit still, what do I desire? And I think intimacy is that word for a lot of people that came up.
It's interesting how she defined intimacy, and it challenged the way I previously thought of it because I think I had put so firmly intimacy in this box reserved for romantic relationships only. And this helped me notice and acknowledge and also cherish the intimate parts of my platonic relationships.
For any of you who listen to the Timelines episode, you will know that my interview slash session with Tess Brigham, who is a psychologist, was basically a personal therapy session. I have to admit that I've gone back and listened to that recording because she just drops so many gems. And one that really personally helped me and that I think about a lot is that questioning things and asking what is meaningful to you in your relationships and at work is actually a very normal habit. It doesn't mean you're some freak having an existential crisis, which is how I label myself sometimes. It just means that you're really trying to make your way thoughtfully through the ebbs and flows of life.
It's a thought that comes and goes. And trying to bank on happiness is rough because it is just a feeling in the moment. So it's really about figuring out, and I guess the questions that for you to ask yourself is, you know, what's the meaning of my life? Like, does my life feel meaningful? Does the work that I do feel meaningful? Does my relationship feel meaningful? The friendships, and how do I find more meaning in what I'm doing? And how do I strengthen the relationships that I'm in? And I think a big thing is people take a lot of the relationships they have for granted, kind of, you know, not putting in the time and energy of really building it, focusing on it, you know, saying, I've got to pick up the phone and call you. I've got to make a point to see you, all of those things. But I think all these questions you ask yourself are great. I think it's good to constantly ask yourself because that's it, right? Which is all of life is just growing, developing, getting better.
And while we're all asking questions in an effort to grow and get better, sometimes we're faced with some tough decisions. But Kayleen Schaefer shared how we can help nudge our decision-making process along, especially with those larger decisions, like when should I move out of my parents' house?
We are luckier now because we have choices, but I absolutely understand how it can feel less simple because when you have a lot of choices, you're sort of like, what do I do? Versus when you walk into an ice cream store and there's two choices, vanilla or chocolate. Mm-hmm. Coming out of the pandemic, and we had all gotten really used to staying in and not thinking too far in the future, not thinking about long-term goals. And I felt a lot of stress, like, well, oh my gosh, I have to like figure everything out now. Like I want to switch apartments. Like I got to move. Like I can't possibly have spent so much time in this apartment. And so I was really struggling with like, well, how do you think about long-term goals again? And I think that this would kind of help you figure out if you were ready to leave home. Also, one of the best tips that I got from an expert when doing the article was just like, well, do something small, like go on a weekend trip. I would say if you're at home and you can go somewhere and see how you feel, like, okay, I'm away from home, I'm on my own again without my parents, how am I feeling about this? And I think you can do something small and like test your mind and really see how you feel about it. And that expert was really big on action something. Like the writing and thinking about stuff is kind of cheap, he said, which I happen to agree with. But like actually doing something, you kind of know right away, like, oh, okay, I'm scared, I'm not ready. Or like, oh, all right, I can do this. I can feel how this would work. I'm not as scared as I was when I was just in my head sitting there thinking like, am I ready to leave?
And while we're all trying to find ways to stay out of our heads, Brendan Stubbs reminds us to stay in our own lane sometimes, especially when it comes to finding the exercise that works for our day-to-day lives.
It's different for each and individual person, their aspirational targets, but just getting started is really important. There was a really nice study done in Japan, and what they found is for those who just did 10 minutes, this profound increase in electrical activity, because the brain is a live organism which processes our thoughts, feelings, and emotions so much more. Increases in electrical activity and blood flow to key emotional processing areas and memory areas such as the hippocampus, an area of the brain called the prefrontal cortex, and lots of other really, really fascinating areas, and which you just think, wow. This is just 10 minutes of light activity, and we're seeing, you know, real life structural changes happening in just 10 minutes.
And finally, I could not think of a better person to end this episode with. In the past two episodes, Sally Krawcheck has shared some seriously valuable financial knowledge, but she also shared this bit of wisdom, and it has really just stuck with me and completely eliminated a word from my lexicon.
Empowerment is to be given power. That's the definition. And we don't have to be given power. We have power. We just need to use it. If men had gotten together 200 years ago and said, how do we keep women down? This is what they would have done. They would have sent us messages that we're not good with money. Then we wouldn't have invested as much. We wouldn't have talked about it as much. We wouldn't have had as much. And so, and the jargon, the industry was sort of built up to keep us from doing it. All the noise on the New York Stock Exchange floor.
Yeah.
They sort of kept us out.
So safe to say, I am ditching the word empowerment and encouraging all of those around me to really use their own power, the power that they already have. In the weeks ahead, we'll be talking to more incredible experts about why we work, the future of therapy, digital and not, and getting deep about why a runner's high is a thing, but not in the way you think it might be, talking to some really powerful and inspiring people about why they run. On today's show, you heard snippets from a lot of guests from episodes past. If you haven't listened to the full episodes, I am not sure what you're waiting for, and you can listen to every episode we've ever created pretty much everywhere podcasts can be found, and they're all on wellandgood.com. This episode was produced by Taylor Camille, Kate Spees, and myself, Ella Dove, along with many other hands and brains at Well and Good. please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and share. Mixing and scoring by our sound engineer, Joanna Samuel, and our theme music was created by Madeline Lekomsky and Matt DiDomenico. Our show art was designed by Jenna Gibson, Karina Masonette, and special thanks to Jess Friedman, Ali Short, Jen Snyder, Cassie Wolf, and Elise Mullen.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.